So how much is democracy worth to you if your day-to-day life doesn't feel much like freedom? There's political freedom, and then there's quality of life. Judy Hunt is an education director at an early childhood center in New York City. Daycare, you might call it as well. It has a lot to do with balance, she says. Balancing her own kids and taking care of hundreds of other people's kids as well.
Usually when people ask me how do I do it, basically this first question, because I have four children of my own, that I always tell them it's a balance. It has a give and take, and time is not my friend all the time.
We reached out to Judy Hunt because there was so much discussion of the recent book by Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. She's a senior executive at a high-tech startup, but is her advice for women to lean in to gain clout, is it relevant to people outside of Silicon Valley?
So I wrote Lean In to try to change the conversation on women from what we can't do to what we can. And Lean In to me means that we believe in ourselves. We can reach any goal we set for ourselves, and we can sit at any table, use our voice.
So many people responded to Sandberg's book, and many of them said the question of work-life balance and getting respect for women in the workplace revolves around the availability of childcare, period. Judy Hunt in Brooklyn sees the anxieties of individual parents at drop-off every day, anxieties about getting the work-life balance right and never knowing how well you're doing.
To some extent, you can see the parent who's in a rush, you know, who doesn't have that extra minute and the child's crying, and then they're looking for us to give them that support. Can you help me out right now? Because I'm in a rush for reading and I have to go. And we know that cue, so we'll step in and make sure that that child's, you know, has a good transition from leaving the parent so the parent can feel well enough to go to work. So we do see that parents are in a rush.
Well, you know, we hear a lot from the CEOs. What would you say needs to be done in this country to make resources better for women and parents?
One big push we see coming in is that the importance of preschool and the foundation it has an impact for children. But parents feel like sometimes financially it's a big strain for them to have great quality care. And we hear a lot, is there a stipend? Can we have financial assistance when they come into the center? And we not all the time can accommodate that. So a lot of families feel disappointed in where do they put their child. So always that what if, where can I go now to receive quality care? Also that there's not a lot of child care that accommodate parents who have young children at 2 months like we do. So usually it's 2 years and up. So we need to have more centers that have children that can come in at 2 months.
So from your perspective, you just see, a fabric with a huge number of holes and gaps in it that's barely covering the need.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sign that this is not a terribly family-friendly society?
Sometimes I feel that way.
Really?
When I go out with the children, and I feel that way. I don't know, because I have four children. Sometimes I feel, oh, that doesn't feel fair, you know, when I go someplace with the children. Sometimes I just think family's not such a key ingredient anymore nowadays. Not so much. A lot of families have one children. It's like, oh, it's too much to have two. One is enough. How do you do it with four? So I don't know. I just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, we got five.
You have, oh, wow. See? Yeah. And yeah. Time's not a friend.
I know. No, I spent half the show in here sort of texting my wife at home, figuring out how we're going to deal with the day.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much you sort of lean in as a single woman agent, mm-hmm. if the system isn't friendly, you know, you're not going to win.
No. But it's going to work. It works. It works. It has to work, especially when you have children. You know, there's no other option. It's going to work.
All right. Well, to the Sheryl Sandbergs of the world, give a listen to Judy Hunt as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Thank you.
One solution to this balance question might be childcare at home, homeschooling, a choice that Joyce Burgess made in Baker, Louisiana. She's homeschooled all five of her children. Joyce, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time out. I gather it's, going to be a busy school day today at home.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's my pleasure to be on the show, though.
Well, how did you decide to use homeschooling or to choose homeschooling as a way of dealing with your family's childcare challenges?
Well, our 36-year-old, at the time he was 14, he was pretty much kicked out of the public school system. He went into the public school system with a 3.0 average, and within the first 6 weeks of school, they said his grade point average dropped to a 2.8, and of course, that was unacceptable. So they gave us a couple of options. Either they will retain him, or we can take him out of school and transfer him to a school way across town. Of course, those were not our choices. And with the help of friends, we just decided that we would homeschool him.
How did homeschooling help to simplify the problems that your family was having with, child drop-off, daycare, all these kinds of things?
Well, of course, it helped on gas. But more than anything, it helped because we wanted to spend more time with our children, putting our values and the things that were important to us. So it helped in that way. It also helped where they didn't have to get up so early in the morning and, you know, come home late in the afternoon. I didn't have to worry about bullying, didn't have to worry about guns in school. So it really helped us to define ourselves as a family so that our children will have something to grow up with, some morals, something to hold on to make them better adults.
How easy was it for you to get neighbors and friends to cooperate, to pool your resources and make this work for more than just one family?
That was very easy. You know, a lot of times people are kind of standoffish if something is different. But if you concentrate on what their expertise are, like our neighbors, we had a neighbor who was an electrician, and we would ask him to come over and give our children a demonstration of just a simple electric something that they could do, like a light bulb or something like that, how a light bulb works. You know, it was easy for him to come over because lots of times people want to show off who they are anyway. So, you know, we even had an English professor come over and teach our children the basic parts of speech. So it was very easy. I found where having that support was one of the best things that could have happened because it helped us to stay, and where I didn't have talent or abilities to teach subjects like algebra or chemistry, I could call on my friends or call on a local university. And, you know, from that, we started support groups that would help other parents as well for some of the skills that they may have been lacking.
Finally, do you think you've sacrificed your own potential in the workplace, your income producing value? As a mom, as a woman worker executive, all the possibilities you might have had because of your homeschooling decision?
Well, you know, that is a question I'm asked often. And my answer to that is this. Now that I look at in retrospect at this, I didn't sacrifice anything at all, because some of the skills that I've learned basically with working with children, I'm able to share those skills even in the workplace. As a matter of fact, I've graduated my last daughter from homeschooling, and I'm now city councilwoman in my community. So I don't think I was lessened anymore because I gave my life and I invested in children. As a matter of fact, I feel that I've multiplied myself by my children coming on and being just as productive in society as I am. So it's been a good thing. If I left the workplace about 30 years ago, and now we're coming back into the workplace, and guess what? I'm bringing myself and I'm bringing all five of my children as well. So it's been a huge multiplication for our family.
Well, great work-life balance story there from Joyce Burgess, who's homeschooled all five of her children and today is founder of the National Black Home Educators Association and a city council person there in Baker, Louisiana.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joyce.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.